Man, it's lovely, lovely.
What were your first impressions? You touched down, you get to the stadium. What are you thinking?
Oh, man, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? It's always been a dream come true, this facility you always see on TV. But I'm finally walking in and seeing my name on the locker, man. It's an honor.
You've been a freshman in high school and a freshman in college. What's it like meeting all your new teammates, all the rookies, and if you met any vets?
It's good. I ain't met any vets yet, but the guys I'm working with right now, it's good because I get a chance to start new relationships.
Personal goals of yours as you look at this? I know it's a long process. This is just day one, and you've got training camp a long ways down the road, but what are you thinking? What are realistic expectations for you?
I just want to contribute in any way I can this year as a rookie.
You know there's another Ringo in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, I'm aware.
Here's the other side of the football, right?
I call him my uncle.
Christian, how hard is it not go too fast, to try and press too much? You just got to kind of, you just do movement drills, those kind of things.
Yeah.
I mean, you just... It's a process.
And you just got to keep your composure, man, and do what you've been doing, you know. It's still football, man, because if you want to press too hard, you might end up making a mistake and blow yourself out.
How much did your coaches, I don't know if you knew, in the big meeting last night, stress how young this team is and the opportunities for you guys?
Oh, yeah, they stress. This is a very young team. They give us, you know what I'm saying, hope to play as young people.
Did you know that coming in, or was that kind of a surprise? Like, whoa, it is. You know, really
I knew that because I kind of researched the D-line. They some young guys on the D-line, so.
You know, it was a game away from the Super Bowl, though. You know, you don't think Super Bowl teams or contenders have a lot of opportunities, but that's not the case here. I mean, high turnover every year, and this team's had a lot of turnover. And, like I said, a lot of chances for a lot of different guys to make this.
Right.
They tell you a lot about history. I know that first night in Packer history. And
oh,
all that stuff.
Definitely.
Does that matter to a young guy like you?
Oh, definitely, man. This, all the history with Vince Lombardi, all they said, with all the Hall of Famers that played here, man, this is big, man. It's bigger than what I can say right now.
What do you think about this opportunity being in this locker room and being in this football team?
That's an honor, man. That's an honor. It's a blessing. And, you know, I'm still dreaming, man.
Well, you got to dream, but you also got to start playing some football.
Oh, definitely. I'm doing what I love to do. You know, I wouldn't want to be in another place in another position right now.
What would you say is your strength, though, as far as helping this team? Would it be sacks in the rush, or, you know, they struggled with run defense last year. Can you help there as well? What do you think is your best?
I'm not sure. I just, you know what I'm saying, want to contribute and try to contribute what I can. If it's in the run or if it might be in the pass, I'm not sure yet.
Take us to your first day. Were you kind of lost out there being a rookie, trying to pick up everything in practice? What was it
it's
like?
Kind of rusty. You know, the first day being back, kind of rusty, man. But it feels good to be back on that green grass, man.
Did you already talk about how much you liked Reggie White as a kid?
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me again, how did you become a fan of his?
I seen Football Life on YouTube. I was just watching the kind of person he was. Give me a second. The kind of person he was, you know what I'm saying? Not just on the field, man. He was amazing on the field. But if you look at him off the field, he, like his relationship with the Lord, he took that to another level. And that's something, you know what I'm saying, that I respect him, man. I respect him.
Did you watch anything more than that, like follow his stories or look at other film of him or anything else?
Definitely looked at his film. Mm-hmm. And he was a lot taller than me, so I can't do what he did, you know, so... I knew we were the same number. Like, I had 92.
Do you like any of his... Sorry. I just wondered, did you pick up any... He had so many different moves, too, to get around the line. And did you...
I tried the one where he was on the edge, and he go up, and he come with a big big club and just knock the man off his feet, man. It was so amazing. With me, I don't know. I just got to rip that one out.
How can you help out this football team? I mean, I know it's just day one for you, but how do you...
Just become a student of the game. Just... You got a lot of good D linemen here. Just try to critique the vets, you know what I'm saying? Learn as much as I can from them and try to stay in my lane.
Looking forward to learning from Peppers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All them guys, man.
So you visited Southern Miss and maybe looked at Memphis, right?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
But I heard that Mark Hudspeth recruited you. Was he pretty good? Is he something?
Oh, definitely. When I first.
Known for good recruiting,
yes,
right?
When I first sat down with Mark, Coach Hood, you know what I'm saying? He took me away there. He bought my mama in. Then he really took me. So.
Okay. And did you put on like 25 pounds to fill that role, or did you just
college?
From high school to college.
Oh yeah. That I think that's something I gained 30 pounds, to be honest.
In one summer.
Because that was my first time really getting 3 meals a day.
Really?
Yeah. I ain't eating high school. I just, you know what I'm saying. We had food. We was able. I just didn't eat.
Did he tell you you had to do that, or did you? Oh, no,
I did it on my own because I knew if I didn't, they were going to put me on weight gain. And weight gain, people, they got to get up at 6:30 to get a weight gain shake and all that, and they just throw my day off if I don't get my rest.